Let's go to Ryan Armani. He's in Washington, D.C., where so is the King of England. And so the obvious first question, Ryan, have you two been hanging out together?
You know what? I did not bow. I did not extend my hand. We weren't hanging out, Mitch, but it was, listen, it was an experience, let me tell you. I don't even know how to really describe or put words to how humbling of an experience it is to be in the chamber itself, regardless of who is speaking. You know, we talk about this stuff every single day. We're passionate about politics and news. And to see all of our lawmakers in one room together, in a room with so much history, and then add the King in an address to the joint session for the first time since 91 and the second time overall. I mean, it was just incredible to be in the room.
Here's a little sound from the event.
On behalf of the Queen and myself, to thank the American people for welcoming us to the United States to mark this semi-quincentennial year of the Declaration of Independence. And for all of that time...
You know, it's pretty good. Somebody made a joke like, it's sort of like a guy after a divorce going to his wife's, you know, wife's dating party or something and saying, hey, just here to congratulate you.
Second wedding.
They
yeah.
did used to own us, you know. And
truth. I'm going to my ex-wife's wedding.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Ryan, I'm very curious. How many levels of security did you have to go through?
Well, it's interesting because I had a different level of security because I was personally escorted by a congressman, Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan, who has been so great to me. So they have a different level of security. It's a little bit less intrusive.
Well, it's still a cavity
with them. Yeah. Right, exactly. But nonetheless, I had a personal background check and they go through everything and they say, okay, you're good to go. You can come in the building. But the congressman, I walked with him everywhere. He put me in my seat in the gallery. I was in the second level. And I had a great seat right on the first row of the second level. Wow. And it was something that I'll never forget.
Any impressions of the King in person different
yes.
from, you know, what you had just seeing him in video or TV?
Absolutely. He is funny. He's got a personality. He does not seem so uptight at all. Just walking, watching him walk into the gallery and, you know, extend his hand and shake hands and pat people on the elbow and smile. And to see him in that environment, I thought it would be way more proper or, Congress people not knowing how to address him. But nonetheless, he had so much personality and so much charisma. I did not expect that from him. I thought it was going to be a lot more proper and standoffish. But
and was his
he
speech,
was
did, he say, did he say anything in there that's going to make news?
I think a couple of things. First and foremost, you know, he said that this alliance between the United States and the United Kingdom is the most important alliance we have here, but we cannot rest on our history. We have to move the ball forward. We can't rest on our laurels. We have to work together to continue the great partnership. I thought he gave both sides something to chew on. There's no doubt about it. I think he said to, you know, for the Democrats, he ended his speech about how we have to take care of the environment by all means. We have to do this. And for the Republicans, I think they're going to hold on to the fact that King Charles said words are one thing, but we have to judge people by their actions. And I think that was a clear message. Yes, Donald Trump says a lot of crazy things, but is he doing any crazy things? And I think that's the measure by which there'll be...
There are a lot of people who have a quick answer for that one.
Well, sure, no doubt. But nonetheless, I think they'll hang on to that.
Well, it's a nice respite from all bad news that keeps coming out
yes.
of Washington. And it's, in many ways, an oddly timed visit, but in some ways, at least for the American public, just sort of a breath of, all right, yeah, we did. There, once upon a time, we did have countries that liked us. And maybe there's still a few out there that do. Ryan, enjoy yourself. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Hey, Ryan.
I look forward to talking to you when you come back.
Ryan, can I make one? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Did he think the Pistons had a chance?
Zero. He's with me. He thinks the Pistons are out. Hey, before I leave you guys, I do want to make one point, one observation that I think this was my biggest takeaway the entire trip. When you see these men and women of Congress, House, Senate, when they interact with each other, the level of friendliness, we think everybody hates each other in the news. They are mixed together, laughing, hugging, shaking hands, and you wouldn't think for one second that anybody hated anybody. And I think that's the message that I'm going to try to bring back with me to Detroit. What you see on TV is not the inside baseball that is played here. Everybody's talking to each other. Everybody's shaking hands. Everybody's patting each other on the back. And I think that was one of my biggest takeaways. Mm. Hakeem Jeffries is talking to Lindsey Graham. You know,
I mean, really?
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Just like yeah, it's always good to, for people to see government in action. So I'm glad you're getting a chance to do that. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the update.
You bet.
It's 760 WJR.